You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Ken Rudin's Political Junkie. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold joins the show. He says Democrats need to get over the election results and move forward, and he talks about his new effort to combat the influence of money in politics. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network. Now, House Republican leaders have pulled the American Health Care Act after failing to secure enough votes to see it pass on the House floor. Here's House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to reporters about that decision.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us. Doing big things is hard. All of us, myself included, we will need time to reflect on how we got to this moment, what we could have done to do it better. But ultimately, this all kind of comes down to a choice. Are all of us willing to give a little to get something done?
This bill was the GOP's answer to repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The failure to reach a consensus among the GOP after a lot of lobbying by Paul Ryan, Vice President Pence, and even President Trump could spell trouble for other reforms many lawmakers ran on in the last election. We're going to take your calls in just a little bit. What do you think about the failure of the vote today? What do you think about the Republican effort to replace the Affordable Care Act? What do you think is next? What do you want to see happen next for health care in the United States? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Amy Goldstein joins us now, healthcare reporter for the Washington Post. She's been covering this debate for a while now. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
You focused a lot on policy throughout this. What were the policy sticking points between Paul Ryan and Republicans, the conservative group on one side and the more moderate Republicans on the other?
Well, you're framing the question right, because this was basically a dramatic inability of Republicans to figure out how to get along with one another. This was not a disagreement between the Republicans and the Democrats in the House of Representatives. And, you know, somebody this week described it, the problem to me, as an analogizing to a water balloon, where if you push on one side, the other side pokes out and vice versa. So that's kind of a way of thinking about the problem. And specifically, the biggest group of House members who were objecting to this, rebelling against this legislation, were from a very conservative faction called the House Freedom Caucus. And, you know, basically, they wanted to have the healthcare system of this country much more a free market system than even this pretty conservative bill would have done.
And then on the other end of that water balloon, how about the Republicans who were worried if it passed about impacts on their own constituents?
Well, that's right. I mean, that was on the other side, as you point out. So there was a smaller group of moderate Republicans in the House Republican Conference who were particularly concerned about how the legislation would have changed Medicaid. Medicaid was expanded under the Affordable Care Act, and that's obviously the 2010 law that the Republicans have been trying to rewrite or replace. And within a couple of years under the House legislation, money that has gone to states to pay for almost all the costs of expanding who is eligible for Medicaid would have started to go away. So there are 16 Republican governors, including yours, in states that have expanded Medicaid. And some of the House members from those states were particularly concerned about the loss of money and the effects on people who are low income and relying on Medicaid.
One of the trickiest things to square here, I've heard from policy analysts in the past, as I understand it anyway, the last version I was looking at, this legislation would have kept the pre-existing condition requirement, saying you can't refuse coverage for pre-existing conditions, but it would have gotten rid of the health care mandate. And a lot of analysts said you can't have one without the other. The pre-existing conditions thing raises costs for insurance companies. The mandate helps balance the risk and costs. It's really hard to square that. Is that part of the tension here?
Well, let me say a couple things about the point that you're raising. There are some popular parts of the Affordable Care Act. One is a rule that insurers cannot charge more to or refuse to cover people with pre-existing medical problems. That's a very popular part of the ACA. Republicans have wanted to keep that. They've also wanted to keep another popular part of the law, which is let young adults stay on their parents' insurance policies until they reach the age of 26. So, you know, public polling has just over and over shown that American people like those parts of the law. Republicans did not want to get rid of them. Now, on the other hand, they didn't exactly in this bill say that they were going to get rid of the mandate. What they were going to get rid of was the financial penalty, the tax penalty that the law has had for people who don't live up to the requirement that most Americans have insurance. So that's what the law would have gotten rid of. But your point is that these two things are somewhat in tension. The insurance industry, which obviously has a big stake in how this all plays out because it's their customers and their finances, they've said all along that in order for the marketplaces created by the ACA to work, you need to have a good enough mix of healthy and unhealthy customers. You need to have a good enough mix, in other words, of younger people and older people. And there haven't been enough younger people getting insurance under the current law. And the fear is that if the rules no longer compel people to have insurance, it's likely to be the healthy people who say, well, I don't need to do this anymore. So that's the problem.
Talking to Amy Goldstein, health reporter for The Washington Post, about today's cancellation of the vote on the American Health Care Act, the repeal and replace effort for Obamacare. Amy, let's take a couple minutes to look ahead now. Obamacare, as we've heard, continues to be the law of the land. There have been issues, rising premiums. Republicans have made a lot of that on the campaign trail. What's next?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? And that's actually a story that I'm right on deadline working on today while you and I are talking. So it seems that the Trump administration now faces a big choice. Are they going to try to do a series of things that would help cure, help improve the marketplaces so that they're more stable, so that the premiums don't keep going up? Are they going to try to encourage people to keep joining them? So as we were just talking about a moment ago, there's a nice mix of customers for these health insurers. Or are they just going to say, you know, this isn't a law that we like. We're just going to let it fall apart. I mean, that's a big choice that this new administration faces. And it's not yet clear what's going to happen. But just a couple of hours ago, the president actually called one of my Washington Post colleagues, Bob Costa, to tell him that this bill was being withdrawn. It's kind of an interesting phone call. And during that, what turned into an interview, the president told my Post colleague that, you know, politically, we should just let this Affordable Care Act explode. I mean, whether that's going to happen down the road is very hard to say. But those are the choices that the administration faces, and that's what the president was saying this afternoon.
So wide open now, it sounds like. Amy, I will let you go and hit that deadline. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Glad to talk with you.
That's Amy Goldstein, health reporter for The Washington Post. She joined us to give us the latest on the GOP's revised health care bill, which did not come to a scheduled vote today. It's off the table. Lots of question marks now. And speaking of question marks, I have a question for you. What do you think of what happened today? You can call in at 800-642-1234. Are you glad to see this non-vote today, or were you hoping that Republicans would pass the American Health Care Act? What do you want to see happen? Should we try to fix as best we can the Affordable Care Act? Do you want something completely different? What do you think should happen? What do you think will happen? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Your call's coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Earlier this afternoon, House Republican leaders pulled their long-promised health care bill aimed at replacing the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, pulled after Republicans couldn't secure enough votes for it to pass on the House floor. House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters this afternoon that the Affordable Care Act could remain the law of the land for the foreseeable future. Democratic leaders made the case that Republicans should work with them on amending the Affordable Care Act. Want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. What do you want to see happen with American health care now? What do you want to see from Congress, from the president, maybe at the state level? How does this affect you? Have you gotten coverage under the Affordable Care Act marketplace? Were you worried about Medicare, Medicaid? Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go right to our callers. Katie is with us in Janesville. Katie, hi.
Hi. My suggestion would be, can we do something along the lines of just a basic Medicaid for everybody. The Republicans would come out looking really good by covering everybody in the nation, but have it very, very pared back, just a basic coverage. And then if we want more coverage, if you want more for catastrophic, if you want more hospitalization, if you want more medical care, we can let the free market work to buy in more coverage as each family or each individual would see fit.
Katie, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Actually, I added a confidant of President Trump, Christopher Ruddy, I think his name is, from Newsmax, had said something along those lines. Maybe it's we do need universal care. Mary Jo is with us next in Racine. Mary Jo, hi.
Hi. I was going to say that I disagree with the mandate. I know that was invented when Mitt Romney was in Massachusetts. I don't think Americans should be forced to patronize any corporation. And ultimately, what we need, like the previous caller was saying, we don't need insurance. We need doctors, nurses, medicine. The insurance industry is the problem, in my opinion.
Mary Jo, thanks a lot for that call. We're taking your calls on the Affordable Care Act, the now not going to happen, apparently, American Health Care Act. No vote in the House today. Getting your reactions at 800-642-1234. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi reacted to this, other Democrats too. Here's a listen to what she had to say. She said bipartisanship wasn't the major factor in why the bill failed.
Right now, quite frankly, the reason that they lost was because of actions they took or did not take, but it's also because the American people weighed in. Our phone lines were all deluged. I want to thank all the people who expressed themselves to members of Congress, either say thank you for supporting the Affordable Care Act or kill the bill, you know, whoever they were calling. So let's just for a moment breathe a sigh of relief for the American people that the Affordable Care Act was not repealed, which was their goal on the 7th anniversary.
Nancy Pelosi there. Let's go back to your calls now with Bob in Stevens Point. Bob, hi.
Hi. I think that judging from the past interview you had, I agree with the premise of just let the bill cave in on itself, let the Affordable Care Act cave in on itself financially. And then I think it'll actually give the president some leverage. It'll also be a motivator for the Democrats, and we can come out of this with a bipartisan bill. But the only way you're going to be able to force that issue is, you know, is to get to the fine, you know, to the absolute last line of defense here. And that's what it's going to come down to. It'll come down to the money, the availability of the money to keep funding the program. And once it comes to that, then they'll be willing to act.
Bob, thanks a lot for calling. I wanted to ask, I mean, bipartisanship, sometimes it's few and far between. Do you think even if we're in a crisis with the ACA in the future, that bipartisanship could actually happen?
You know, I used to frame myself as a bit of an idealist and a romantic and always thought that, you know, at the end of the day, they'd put their differences aside and work together. And I think it's a fair question that you bring up because after, you know, the contentious debate and the fact that the Affordable Care Act 7 years ago, the way that went down, I would like to think that I think that the president wants to work with the Democrats. This is a different kind of a president. I think we can all agree on that. So I think that at least there's a flicker of hope that can be worked out. I really, honestly, in my heart, I believe that. Do I think that's going to meet reality? I doubt it.
Bob, thanks a lot for the call. Let's actually give a listen to President Trump. He spoke to the reporters in the Oval Office following the announcement that the American Health Care Act would be pulled from the House floor. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think we could have things that I would have liked more. And if we had bipartisan, I really think we could have a health care bill that would be the ultimate. And I think the Democrats know that also. And someday in the not too distant future, that'll happen. And I never said, I guess I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time. But I want to have a great health care bill and plan, and we will. It will happen, and it won't be in the very distant future.
We'll go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234 on health care, past and future. No vote today in the House. It looks like the American Health Care Act, the repeal and replace bill, isn't happening. Definitely not today. We'll go to our callers now, Jocelyn in Sheboygan. Jocelyn, hi.
Hi. I'm very glad it went down in flames. And I'm just wondering if maybe in the future the single payer, or like Bernie Sanders used to say, Medicare for all. And I also thought of a saying that, and by the way, I really agreed with those two ladies before that called in. They were just great what they said. And what I heard this quotation some years ago, and it said, you can always count on America to do the right thing after it's tried everything else.
Jocelyn, and that said, I want to ask you, I mean, Democrats, when they had their crack at this, they set aside that single payer idea really fast. Do you think that, I mean, if the Democrats are going to pass it, is it going to happen anytime?
Yeah. That I don't know if it's ever going to. I don't. That really upset me when that happened, because I don't know why that happened. And the only way I can think of is insurance companies. You know, they have deep pockets and the lobbyists and all that. And the main thing that most of those Congress people are worried about is getting reelected. So when you have that kind of mindset, how the heck can you pass anything? They're not like this bill that just went down. It wasn't for anybody that was really in need. And then they were going to give a break to the billionaires again. I mean, what else can you think when he's surrounded by billionaires? And he, I mean, how many billionaires do you know that really go in for charity or whatever you want to call it? You know, it's just astounding to me how they just, if they would just think of the country as a whole and not getting reelected all the time.
Jocelyn, you know? Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Polly in Round Lake Beach. Polly, hi.
Hi. I got to say, I agree with Bob and Jocelyn. They both make a lot of sense. I feel, you know, that both the parties have been jabbering back and forth at each other. And there's things that haven't even been looked into or brought up. I mentioned it, one of them, with the lady who answered the phone. Germany, Japan, they both have nonprofit insurance companies that people can turn to, and the government to help if they can't afford anything. And they are not third world countries or anything. They have, you know, sort of the same ideas about how people should be taken care of. And I think we have a lot to look into. And like they said, people had a lot of time to look into it before they got in office. And I think they ought to work together.
Polly, thanks a lot for that call. We are taking your calls on health care in the United States after the anticipated vote on the American Health Care Act, the Republican repeal and replace bill, was canceled today in the U.S. House. Big question marks in the future. Back to your calls. Jane with us in Minocqua. Jane, hi.
Hi. Two things. The first thing is that this isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's a American issue. We need good health care in America. But the Republicans won't drop the fight against the Democrats. Even today they said, this is the second thing, that it was the Democrats' fault that this whole thing failed, when they've been touting the fact that the Senate and the House are both a majority of Republicans. So if they're a majority, how can they blame the Democrats for the failure?
Jane, thanks a lot for your call, too. By the way, if you're fighting a full phone line, you could also share your thoughts at the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll go next to John on the line in Madison. John, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm looking forward to Trump's threat to potentially get representatives out of office, if it was a threat. I mean, you have the option of a Democrat getting in there, or if it's an extreme Republican, you get an opportunity to see what they're really like and potentially know if that's your thing. I'm imagining it's not most people's thing.
John, the president had said something about that. People said, oh, it was a joke, maybe not a threat. You're not sure how to read that?
No, I'm not. I'm never sure what he's exactly meaning. If he means that he's going to help people get out of office, or if he means that he's just hoping to see that.
Got it. John, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Darlene with us in Tomahawk. Hi, Darlene.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. First off, the ACA originally said that there's going to be no maximum coverage, so a lifetime coverage. My husband had cancer in 15 months. He went through, we spent $750,000 just for that. Of course, he passed away, though. But, I mean, they mentioned the 26-year-olds that can stay on the insurance and pre-existing, but there was also a no limit. That's not mentioned very much now anymore.
Darlene, I'm sorry for your loss. That made a big difference for you, that no limit?
Well, no. He was on his company insurance at that time. But then also, when it seems to me, I remember Obama, when this first began, and maybe at a press conference, he said he knows it's not perfect, but he expected that somewhere down the line they were going to be tweaking it. You know, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans, that would be tweakable. Why hasn't the Democrats done any tweaking on it?
Darlene, thanks so much for your call. Again, sorry for your loss. Thanks for all of your calls, by the way. You could keep this conversation going over on the Central Time Facebook page. The story is to be continued. What do you want to see happen next when it comes to health care policy in the United States and here at home in Wisconsin? Tweet us at Central Time WPR or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network.